Markley and Van Camp Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, thank you so much for being here. Well, I'm surprised this has happened already. Stormy Daniels on Late Night.
Yeah. Well, she's apparently, this is the porn star that Donald Trump allegedly had an affair with, what, in 2006?
Correct.
And then, allegedly again, Trump's personal lawyer paid her $130,000 right before the election to not talk to news outlets about this alleged affair. So she's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Tuesday, right after the State of the Union.
I almost hate to say it again, but I feel like I need to.
Okay.
Before Trump ever ran, say we go back in the Wayback Machine to 2014, and someone tells you, David, hey, Donald Trump had an affair with a porn star in 2006.
I'd say this is my shocked face.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of it, I think, for a lot of people. I mean, are you proud that this is your president, that this happened? It's not that. I know the media wants to say, well, I guess Trump's, you know, loyalists are just fine with it. No, you'd rather that not happen, but are people surprised? No, I don't think so. What?
James!
No, I don't mean that to be bad. I'm just saying, knowing what we knew about Trump before.
Stormy Daniels did also do something for Inside Edition.
What do you mean?
The television show.
Oh, geez.
Nothing about her past video catalog. It's a TV show. It's family friendly.
I know what Inside Edition is.
Okay. She sat
Not
down.
Not everybody's mind is in the gutter.
It just didn't quite sound right.
We love David.
She sat down with the television show Inside Edition and said a lot of the things that have been said about her were not true.
Definitely very surprised with the size of the story, and also very surprised at how much stuff is just completely made up about me.
Well, she's just not all that forthcoming, is she?
No.
Did you have a sexual relationship with Donald Trump? You can't answer that. Did you have any relationship with Donald Trump?
Well, I think it's common, you know, by looking at photos that I've met him.
So you've met him. You met him in Lake Tahoe. Is that, can you say that? You met him when you were at a golf tournament. That's where the photo was taken. There are reports you've been paid $130,000 to be quiet. Have you been paid to keep quiet? Have you signed a non-disclosure agreement? Are you frustrated that you can't talk about these things? You clearly want to say, you're looking at me like you can't talk. I'm taking this that you can't say anything. Is that accurate? I'm taking that as a yes.
You're so pretty.
The Markley and Van Camp Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp.
This is just a fact, as established by investigations. They're a cheating team.
Jake Tapper, CNN, calling out the New England Patriots for being cheaters.
But it's also hard
to root for Philadelphia.
This is a crazy story because it's happened now twice. Another Philadelphia Eagles fan was arrested for punching a police horse at the stadium.
You're getting it right from the horse's mouth.
The horse was getting it right in the mouth.
Yes, I know. Friday 5, we take time out. News of the week to have some fun. Most of the time with music. And today, the countdown is the greatest songs of all time with Back in the title.
Because the XFL is coming back.
See, we have some weak tie-ins for the Friday 5 sometimes. It's an excuse to do the countdown.
There are a lot of good Back songs.
Oh, my gosh, man. It really great songs, huge songs. So what would be in your top 5? 1-888-806-4MVC. Let's get right to it.
Start things off with David. Hey, David.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
We love David.
Congratulations on your new show coming up. It's going to be fun.
Oh, thanks, man.
So XFL's back in the saddle again. I'm going to go with the old school Beatles song called Get Back.
Yes, of course.
Number 4.
All the way down at number 4. That's crazy to me.
Why is that?
It should be higher.